Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I mean, it's a big game tonight, and it requires a big song to start the show.
Bring them in with Will, huh?
And that's what we got. New banger from Will Smith. This song is setting the world on fire.
Oh man, 56, huh?
56 years old and sounds every bit of it on this track. We're live at the Amerant Bank Arena, courtesy of Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. You know, I mean, obviously, Will Smith is playing that track for his kids and for Jada and for people around him, and everyone's got to be like, that is banging, man. Like, you did it again. You made a new summertime. Like, he's trying to make a summertime banger a la Summertime, which was, like, king of the music universe. When was that? The 2000, early 2000s, maybe, or the 90s?
Oh, the mighty 90s. Because he was, he's 56 now. That was 90s.
Yeah. I mean, he thought he did it again.
He didn't do it again.
He did not do it again.
But you're right. People all around him are telling him, ooh.
You got one.
You got him, Dub.
You got one. You 40 years later, you're still knocking him out. And it's a joke. Like
what they do to that.
Man.
That was in 91.
91. Yeah, holy mackerel.
Now you're going to come 30 years later and say, okay, here we go.
Right, here we go.
Man, come on, man.
Which is what's going to happen to Happy Gilmore, by the way.
I don't know about that one, Hawk.
OKC, they win last night. I hope no one had the over on Tyrese Halliburton.
I did.
Did you really?
I had the points, totals, rebounds. And the boy had an ant point in the first half.
He didn't have a single field goal.
It was ridiculous.
That's amazing, man. He was injured, but that's amazing.
He went to playing hard defense. I was like, boy, get the ball.
Holy man.
I had oh boy, SGA's over. He didn't hit it. 34. He had 31.
Wow, the over was 34?
Yep.
Holy mackerel.
Well, that parlay was garbage on both sides.
Have you learned the silly, goofy-ass boy's name, which is what Crowder would call him, by the way, the guy who scored 40 points in the NBA
Williams.
Finals. Yeah.
Jay Will.
Jay Will. Oh, you know him now?
He got a little goofy game. He don't have a little goofy game, man. He went crazy last night.
He did go crazy last night. What happens tonight? Are we thinking that the Panthers close this thing out? Here's where my nerves are. This series has seven games written all over it from game one.
Yes.
From game one when it went to overtime, almost a second overtime, and then game two, a second overtime. Like, this has had seven games written all over it from the jump, and I'm just wondering if you think the Panthers are able to close it out tonight.
I do, because how the Panthers, what was that, 3-5? How they won 3-5, just butt whoopings. And we were talking about it yesterday, where McDavid doesn't look as quick as he usually is. Draisaitl's not—he's not flying down the side anymore. I think the Panthers' physicality is wearing him down. That's where I think we can close it out tonight in Sunrise and party at home. Who wants to be in Edmonton?
Where would the party be? Would they do the same thing, Fort Lauderdale, Elbow Room? I mean, also the parade. Like, if they win tonight, I hate doing this because I remember doing this last year for three straight games. For three straight games. Like, where do you think? We'll figure it out next game. Where do you think? And all of a sudden it was game seven. And I'm like, no one talk. But where would it be? Would they do Fort Lauderdale again? Would they do the parade, the party, everything Fort Lauderdale again? Or do you change it up a little bit, do it out west here where Sunrise actually is?
I think it's more exciting out there.
Well, definitely more exciting.
And I think that's what they want.
Ever since Bahama Breeze closed, this place is dead anyway.
We're going to hit the Seasons 52, ride by Home Depot. Yeah, I just think it's more fun, especially with the players. And I think a lot of players stay out here. And they know we need to go down right where the
infrastructure. And they practice down there, so it's not like they don't have a footprint out east. So,
but that's the Los Olas to Elbow Room, that little corner. Yeah. Like the pop in Fort Lauderdale. And
I just don't know what the alternative is, because I mean, you could do a parade here on Sunrise, right in front of the arena. But I mean, like there's no glitz and glamour.
There's no glitz and glamour. I'm with you. And there's no running with the cup into the ocean. But
you better not jump in this retention pond.
But there are people who have been driving to this area for 30-plus years supporting this team. And East Broward got the celebration last season. I'm just wondering if you would change it out.
Well, Hawk, I mean, according to ESPN, Sunrise has a beach somewhere. I mean, I don't know where.
We did this last year. I hate to do it again. But the Heat, they're right there on Biscayne.
Right.
It's easy. That's easy work.
Yep.
The Dolphins aren't marching down University by the stadium.
Right. Where would the Dolphins?
Where did the Marlins do their parades? I don't remember.
I don't even know if they had.
Because
they had parades?
In 03, they won, and in 97 at Pro Player.
Did they just do a celebration? Or did they have a parade? I don't know.
I didn't get to 05.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I think it's more about the fan base. And then, honestly, the fun. We love Sawgrass to death. You can't have a parade around Sawgrass. Right.
Well, what about like Miami? Could go down to Miami. I mean,
it's too far.
Too far. So this is a Broward team.
They're not going down to Miami.
Yeah.
I mean, they haven't been in Miami since, 98,
right.
99? I feel like the Panthers embrace being
Broward,
North.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. All right. Well, that's where it'll be.
About the 27, ride around, play with some Gators.
Plus, Hawk.
Shoot over to Belgrade, Pahokee.
Don't go to Pahokee.
I still owe the video rental store on 8 feet. it was South Bay. South Bay is where I got my videos when I worked out there.
We played Immokalee in football when I was coaching.
Yeah.
And you get out your car, they say, leave fast. Don't stay after the game. I'm like, why? Just trust me. Don't stay after the game. Yeah, I'm out of here, buddy.
The parade was kind of it was fun, and there's some great memories from it, but it was a downpour the entire time.
The weather did not cooperate.
So
that day.
I feel like they're going to want
to redo.
Do it big this time.
Then they want the stage where Bob went up there and everybody, coach went up there and all. Like it's already made for that.
Right, you got to have like a park area to do the culmination of everything. But FIFA World Cup, Club World Cup is here. And we've got tickets every day this week. We gave away a pair yesterday, and we're going to give away another pair today. So you got to be listening for that. It's Bayern Munich and Boca Juniors, Hard Rock Stadium. It's this Friday night. And if you want to win those tickets, see some of the best soccer clubs in the world, just keep listening. Sometime before 6 o'clock. If you want to get tickets, there's so many matches coming up. If you want to get tickets, go to FIFA.com/tickets. FIFA.com/tickets. So we're at the Amerant Bank Arena. Mike Cuno is going to join us today. Giselle Espinales is going to join us today. Doug Plagans is going to join us today. And some special guests as well. So we'll have a little fun here till 6 o'clock. And before you know it, it'll be 8 o'clock. Puck will drop. And maybe, just maybe, the Panthers can repeat as Stanley Cup champions, or Friday night you'll have a Game 7 in Edmonton for all the marbles. So we'll just have to wait and see tonight what happens.
I was coming up the elevator and just get on, random people on the elevator, and it's sticky downstairs. Get on the elevator. I'm like, yeah, I hope they close it out tonight. Dude has an NHL shirt on. And him and his buddy, they were like, we don't take sides.
Right.
I don't want to go back to Edmonton, though.
You were probably talking to the keeper of the cup.
He was like, I don't want to go back to Edmonton, though. I was like, okay, so we're on the same side. No, 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 I don't take
Somebody DMs me, Marlins parade was downtown Miami. So there you go.
Well,
oh, there's another DM. Marlins did theirs in downtown Miami one time. So I don't know if that was 03 or 97, but there you go. Little info from the Instagrammers.
No, Biscayne Boulevard would be my guess.
Probably,
same,
right?
Same place where the Miami Heat.
The Heat route, oh, yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense, by the way. I mean, Marlins, Little Havana's near there. Like, I don't know. It just makes sense to
well,
me.
Well, I don't think in, well, 97, they definitely weren't the Miami Marlins. Were they in 03?
No, that was 2012 when they built the new ballpark.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Anyway, we'll do headlines here, and then we will forge ahead on this Tuesday at the Amerant Bank Arena. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Everybody, the cup is in the building.
It is in the building.
Officially.
His name, Captain Stanley.
Yeah, that is it. Indeed. It, yeah. You nailed it. Captain Stanley. Yeah.
The white glove.
Yeah. Stanley from The Office. It's actually it's his name. His coffee cup.
Super Stanley, yeah, Mr. Stanley.
Super Stanley. You got it. You nailed it. Super Captain Stanley. Yeah. Yeah. Uncle Baby Billy is here in the building.
Captain Stanley.
Can you feel it? Can you feel that the cup is in our presence?
We did this. We did this last year because they had two games at home to close it out.
Yeah, game four, they could have swept.
And then six.
And no. Oh, no, no. They could have swept in Edmonton. Game five is when it shifted back to South
Florida. Right, okay, so five and seven were here. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we did this, and I'm literally leery to do this again where we anoint them the victors because – when they were up 3-0 last year, we literally anointed them victors and couldn't believe that it was going to be a sweep. Like, and then all of a sudden it was game seven and I had to have three pair of underwear on standby.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Just to get through 60 minutes of hockey.
You can't sell one easy either now. Yeah, no. I tell y'all all the time, there's nothing we can do up here for Bob or Tkachuk or Marchant, my new favorite player. Can't do it. Say we want to.
Wouldn't it be funny, though, to do a parade just through the mall? Not even the outside of the mall.
Walking.
Inside the mall. On toy cars. Like the ones that, you know, the little push strollers that are in the shape of cars. That would be funny.
Be
I mean, it's kind of old hat for us now to win a cup and have a parade. So maybe do something a little cutesy this time. Starts at True Romania. It goes past Books a Million. You take a right at Yellow Toucan. You get to the first food court, right? And instead of confetti, you throw fish and chips, Arthur Treacher's fish and chips, and you fill the cup with Orange Julius.
So fried fish at the kid?
A little something fun. Something fun.
And there's another grown man pushing a grown man?
Correct.
Oh, so like a player is pushing another player or we get fans?
No, I think like volunteers, like people associated with the team or the arena, you know.
Oh, okay, so Doug's pushing Bob.
No, not Doug. It's a lower level.
Oh,
lower
okay.
level, yeah.
Some the waitresses?
Yeah, something like that. Like the guy who makes these turkey sandwiches.
Oh, that's my man. Yeah. He ain't pushing nobody.
Yeah, he's pushing everybody.
Oh, he's front seat.
He's pushing Sergei Bobrovsky.
He'll be so mad.
There is a change for the Edmonton Oilers, by the way. They're going back to Stuart Skinner in net tonight.
That makes sense. It didn't work. They tried to shake it up a little bit with Calvin Pickard, and it didn't do anything, and Stuart Skinner has been more reliable during the postseason for them, so it makes sense.
Does that make us feel more confident that they're just jumping back and forth? Or
It certainly makes you feel better that you've got clarity at the goalie position and the team that you're playing a championship for, the most important position on the ice. They're kind of 50-50 on who should be there. Yes, I think that's a confidence-inducing move.
And these lineups set Skinner down to get Pickard to start, Picard. And then this same lineup set Picard's ass down to get Skinner back in.
Right.
I don't know about the confidence in either one of them that they both got benched already.
If the Panthers score more than 5 goals, they're going to win this game. Like, I feel confident about that.
Wasn't that true of most hockey games, though? I mean, I would imagine most hockey games, if you score 6 goals or more, you're probably the winner.
No, you're right. Yeah. It's fair. I just feel like Bob isn't getting beat more than three or four times in a game like this, you know, and the Panthers have had success scoring.
Look at Cunha. I mean, that guy, I'm telling you.
That
is a closeout outfit he's got on there. He ain't going back to Edmonton. Anybody cancel your tickets for Edmonton right now just based on the way Cunha is dressed.
Burgundy custom.
Man, that is a sharp look right there. You look good. Yeah, we're on the air.
You guys on the air?
it's not the same as TV, Cuno. we just kind of roll with it.
We're long form.
Once they put Solana's name on the show, we knew it was curtains.
All right, puck drop tonight at 8:30 p.m. Luongo did tweet last night. He's warming up in the bullpen with a drumming gif from what movie, Hawk, if you would be so kind?
I'm sorry, say that again? I was reading a text. It says, people are expecting the beach again. Half the hotels are already sold out this weekend. So people are expecting the party the celebration.
Man,
that makes sense, by the way. Because I was trying to figure out when would the party be anyway. But I guess the weekend makes sense. Even if they win. If they win Friday, could you turn it around by Sunday?
Yes.
Why not? They're all drunk anyways.
But they're in Edmonton. Oh, no, they're here.
They're here. Yeah. We're here today.
Oh. Today's only game 5.
No, game 6.
This is 6? No, so right, game 7. No. I'm saying if it goes till Friday in Edmonton, could they turn around a parade by Sunday?
They already have the plans, Hawk.
Not only that, but they're all drunk. Like, those guys won't be sober.
I'm talking about the players.
I'm talking about the city and the police and whatever. If you don't find out till Friday night at midnight that they win, you're going to have the party and the parade and the celebration on Sunday?
The thing is, if they lose tonight, right? What's today, Tuesday? You have from Tuesday night at midnight until Friday to prepare for it. Hey, if they win, we're doing this Sunday. So be prepared. Mm. If they lose, they scrap it. And, you know, everybody.
All right, I think that solidifies it. It would be Tuesday or Wednesday the following week.
Logistics. I plan stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm very aware. Yeah.
Logistics is logistics. What it's called.
Did you, Cunha, did you get a chance to see Captain Stanley? Yeah. Anything else, Solana?
The Phillies beat the Marlins 5-2 last night.
Super Stanley.
Yeah, Super Stanley, my bad.
Sandy gave up 2 runs on 5 hits in 5 innings. He did make some history. I'll get to that a little bit later. And
somebody texted, now Bob's going to let in more than 5. Thanks a lot.
I don't believe Bob can. What's the most? Well, most scored is 5. 5-4 in game one.
Didn't Solana say to take the Halliburton over last night?
He got me with this OKC thing.
But I will say, hey, Brad Marchand, I dare you to score again tonight. I dare you.
I don't even want to tell y'all my hockey bet because I keep jinxing myself. And I don't believe in jinx.
Well, don't tell us.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com, free consultations 24/7. It is a hot day in South Florida, around 88 degrees. Tonight the lows will be in the low 80s, upper 70s. That is your weather.
Mike Cuno is already sitting down with us, and he's going to join us in the next segment, and we'll yap a little bit with Cuno. Always fun on a game night.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You, Brooks Koepka!
Hawk and Crowder.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The funniest thing, but I made everyone go downstairs from where our broadcast is to take a picture together, me, Crowder, Solana, and Cuño, and all of us are huffing and puffing out of breath. I see Crowder's gasping for air as we come on.
I need some water. Need a can
before
of corn.
Before we talk to Cuño, you talk about Hard Rock app.
Carbs. You got carbs.
You hear us talk every day about the Hard Rock Bet app. If you haven't downloaded it yet, make today the day. Hockey and basketball finals or even, man, Cuño's pissed because he lost his coffee. But I bet someone came by and threw it out.
Might have left it downstairs.
Probably
did. You leave it downstairs?
Probably did.
You want to hustle back down there? I'm going to talk about the Hard Rock app for 45 seconds. Hard Rock Bet app, hockey and basketball finals are even more fun when you're watching with one eye on the Hard Rock Bet app. Unless you're like Crowder, who had, who'd you have last night? Tyrese Halliburton, points, rebounds, assists.
He running around circles.
Make sure you follow Hard Rock Bet on social media as well. You'll see some of the huge tickets they pay out. None of them Crowder's or mine. Get your friends in on the action. Refer them to Hard Rock Bet today. You'll both get a $50 bonus bet and try your first bet on any sport, no matter what sport you bet. If your first bet doesn't win, you get up to $100 back to try again. All you have to do to get started is download the Hard Rock Bet app. Now, offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Mike Cuño is with us here at the Amerant Bank Arena. You see him on CBS4. You see him nationally on CBS Sports HQ. He's got a burgundy jacket, sunglasses on. You're a vibe. What's going on, Cuño?
I'm trying to manifest this parade on the beach this weekend. Because I'm trying not to go back to Edmonton again.
I imagine all the local media. I'm not talking. I mean, national media doesn't want to go either. But
it's like, a trek.
You guys would have to turn around, fly what?
It's awesome.
Thursday,
to,
I guess.
Yeah, it's awesome to go. The experience is great. It is just a long haul, you know. So we'd be flying back Thursday and game Friday and beach Saturday or Sunday.
Well, Manso used his daughters to get out of it, remember?
Yeah, he kept it here for Father's Day weekend. Although you've got a kid.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I haven't seen her in a month. But
so let me ask you.
Mommy, I'm told
let's start here.
Yeah.
Do the Panthers close it out tonight? Cuz one of the things I was saying to Crowder and Solana was this series has had seven games written all over it since the jump.
Yeah.
And there are a couple games, and they've been a very good road team, the Panthers, so it's not that a game seven would tremendously scare me, but this series just feels like it has been preordained to go seven games. So do you think they get it done tonight?
I think the Panthers do get it done tonight, but let me say this. This series deserves seven games. This 2-year stretch with the Panthers and the Oilers deserves it. This is 30 for 30 type stuff. This is sports documentary after sports documentary type stuff. If this goes seven games, and no matter who wins it, you're talking about maybe the two greatest Stanley Cup finals we've ever seen. And to be a part of it is so cool. And, you know, I think if you're fans on either side, obviously for the Oilers, it's hurt, but for the Panther fan, you got to be grateful for all this. Hockey fans should be grateful for all this. I mean, we don't see this every day. You've got the best player versus the best team. It's, you know, Connor McDavid versus Goliath, literally, you know. And it's just been so much fun to watch and to see three games going to overtime. I do want to mention this. The Oilers haven't beaten the Panthers in regulation this series. So it's really interesting that they kind of need that little extra.
Panthers should have swept them. Go ahead and say it.
It should be over. Should have been over.
And I'm trying to be the optimistic person, and them going back to Skinner. So Skinner got set down. Now they try Picard. Picard got set down. Now they're going back to Skinner. Should that give me confidence in the in this game tonight?
You know, I'm a little less concerned about the goalie stuff because they basically put four or five on whoever's in that. It's the only person, the only time they didn't was when Picard came in. Was that game four? And he saves it. I don't think it matters. I just think it matters about the Panthers getting to their game. Whoever's in net, the whoever is on opposite of Bob ain't Bob. So you got the goalie. Now you have to have your game for 60 minutes. And the games they've lost, they've had those lapses for whole periods sometimes, and they just can't. You got to be geared up for the entire 60 minutes tonight.
At least seven goals have been scored in every game. At least.
You sound like you wager on this.
Because we know you didn't do research.
And yes, the over-under is floating around there. No, but last
what is
year,
the over-under tonight?
Game seven, I would imagine 6.5.
It was 6.5 last game, but I think it's been 5.5.
I think it's been 6.5 every skip, every game in the series. I think so. Yeah. Okay. Which lets you know what Vegas even thinks.
6.5.
Look at all of you on your phones. Like, well, what did I put more money on?
This is more important than anything we've talked about.
Getting hosed in this NBA, Mike.
what's the line for Kachuk Golden Knight Hawk?
Is there anything going off in an hour? Is there any Club World Cup action?
There actually is at 3 p.m.
Oh, what do we got?
Plays Urawa Reds.
Who? Oh, well, what should we do?
Don't ask put Kim.
No, but I'm saying what?
River Plate is going to win this game.
I forgot to ask you yesterday, by the way. You said Inter Miami, they drew it at 0-0.
Yes, Al Ahly.
Is that good or bad in terms of the tournament?
Okay.
No, go ahead. Listen, no joke is too late.
He brought that one back from back 2 years.
I was so pissed that I whiffed on it yesterday. I was like, I'm getting that off again.
What game do you expect tonight?
Solana's like, do I really want my name on this show?
You're here now, baby.
You don't need to wait till 8:30 to see some gloves being dropped because I want to fight Hawk right now. Do you expect a game like we've seen pretty much every game this series? Or last year, game seven.
Tight.
I mean, 2-1 tight.
Yep.
Reinhardt scores that game winner. And then it was just like everybody was so focused on being tight defensively. It was impossible to even get near the crease. Like, what are you expecting tonight? Because I would imagine the Panthers, and I know this is like sports stereotype or cliche, this is the Panthers game seven, right? Like, this is the one they have to win. Do they approach it that way?
Well, when you're 10-3 on the road, you don't have to win it. You'd love to win it here and get it done. I'll say this. Someone asked me before game five after morning skate, how'd the guys look? And I was like, robotic. And I kind of felt that before game five. I was like, I think the Panthers are going to win this one, and it's not even going to be close. And that's what ended up happening because they kind of move that way. And you hear everyone in the locker room this morning talk about how it just feels like another day. I think they've done such a good job of not letting moments get too big for you. But you are a human at the end of the day. Like, the moment you can get swept up in it for sure. That's why I think last year was so important for this year, to see what Connor McDavid and these guys can do. One of the questions I asked ahead of game one up in Edmonton was like, you know the physical stuff about this team, but how much did it help you knowing the mental fortitude of this Oilers team so that you're mentally ready that they're going to be like this for an entire series? And so they said, got to keep the foot on the gas, and I think that's what they have to do tonight.
Do you know, by the way, because you work at a news station, somebody texts in, if the Panthers win tonight, the parade is Saturday. If the Panthers win game seven, the parade is Sunday, per the city of Fort Lauderdale. The next text says, if the Panthers win it, maybe wait until next Tuesday, the 24th, to do the parade. The Marlins are in town, and you don't want people to have to choose.
Block him.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Get him out of here.
By the way, breaking news, Clayton McCullough has been named to the All-Star managerial staff.
Yeah. Well, no, but he was on the Dodgers last year when they won the World Series.
Is that why?
Because I think, isn't that how it goes? The previous year's World Series team manages?
Well, it says Miami Marlins manager Clayton McCullough has been selected to join Dave Roberts' National League coaching staff at the All-Star game in Atlanta. So I guess
that would track.
Oh, it says, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, you're right. That's probably why.
Yeah, he probably just says, I hate.
Because it can't be for sending Matt Mervis down to the minors. He's your best hitter, and you stink. You
talk
stink
about it. You talk about it. Talk about a coaching move, though. Look at him. He's regaining his confidence. He'll be back up before
I
you
mean,
know it.
Aren't they on a five-game losing streak right now, the Marlins?
No, they actually had just won, swept the series against the Nationals. They did lose last night.
What I was talking about. That's
I
why
mean,
he deserves,
I mean,
that's
go
why he,
back to the Jersey Shore.
That's why he deserves the nod. I mean, that's why the guy's
you know
an all-star manager.
Mike asked all three of us a sports question, and we just look at each other.
What?
Well, why do you think I should do that?
Do you know, though, if there's a parade?
560 Sports WQAM.
Do you know if there's a parade date scheduled?
I don't, but I will say this.
Jimmy, can you get on the blower with the city of Fort Lauderdale
and
see what they say about the parade?
I will.
Right, we'll do it in the 3 o'clock hour.
I will say this. I got hotel rooms for the whole weekend in Fort Lauderdale.
Did you really?
Yeah, because I'm not going to fight the traffic
right
from Miami because we have to be there. You know, like our broadcast would start early, like well before the parade even starts. And we're going to be on the air all day.
That's a great move.
So I just went.
What do you got? You got a rollout in that room because I'm looking for a place to stay.
No, it's what's it called? A California King? You can fit right between me and Jenny. Like,
oh,
we'll
perfect
just squeeze you right
that's
in
it,
there.
That's perfect.
Right. Good little toddler.
Is she bringing those
zucchini muffins?
Zucchini muffins that I love so much?
Is she bringing them?
Is it a parade?
Right. I mean, is it a Saturday?
Who's got your vote for the Conn Smythe right now?
Man. I think, well, it's got to be Bennett. I mean,
over Marchand.
Yeah, and it's because the spirit of the award is for the entire postseason. Marchand, no doubt, what he's been doing is crazy, and it's fun to watch. But to have 15 postseason goals and most of them being on the road, I mean, he's winning you games on the road. I think that's where it has to go. But Marchie, man, he's making a run for it. I'll give him credit.
I mean, if he puts up goals tonight,
like the ones he did other night,
if he wins them another game, I could see the vote swinging his way.
Isn't
for
it because
sure
isn't there like an emotional thing?
Won them
too.
Two games.
It, who votes on Conn Smythe? Media?
I believe it is.
Jimmy, can you call the keeper of the cup and find out?
Call Phil Pritchard
and find out. Can you call Captain Stanley and find out
there
who votes
go
for the Conn Smythe? No, but I think I just wonder. Sam Bennett is not very well liked.
Professional Hockey Writers Association.
Yeah, I wonder if some of the writers, they don't like him because, you know, he's a cheap shot artist, and that's not me saying that. That's them, and they'd rather reward someone like Brad Marchand, who's been doing it for
yeah
years. And
well, Marchand's no angel either.
Correct, but next to Sam Bennett, he is
you gotta look
the angel on
man
your shoulder.
What an image, having those two guys at podiums together after what happened last year. It's
amazing.
Like, this is the nightmare. This
amazing
is the NHL's endgame right here.
And I don't want to do, we were talking about it. We ended the series last year, game 4. Then we ended a game 5, then we ended a game 6 and game 7. On radio, we end up getting game 7.
Yeah.
But what does this really just put the Panthers with what they call them, the power 6 and all that? Would going to 3 and winning 2 really put them up there where your daughter's talking about them in 10, 20 years when they talk about hockey?
Well, I think nationally, I think people are annoyed with this Panthers team because it's the team they want. And it's the team that they don't get, like the way it's built and constructed and all that stuff. Are you talking about like the original six?
Yeah, the original six. Just the hockey purist stuff. They're
probably not because
like
they will pick apart everything. They'll pick apart the Sam Bennett stuff. They'll pick apart the tax stuff. You know, they'll pick everything. The long-term IR stuff. They'll pick apart everything with this run because it's, I think, a Florida team. I just, you know, I'm just watching like national like hockey writers like openly rooting for like the Oilers.
Seems like it, right?
Yeah. It's like, what are we doing?
But I think part of that is the fact that Connor McDavid plays for the Oilers. It's it's partly Canada hasn't won a cup in forever, a team from Canada.
Right.
And it's partly that they have Connor McDavid, who everybody,
it means a lot. It
everybody's
means a lot
anointing the next great one. I remember like LeBron when he was in Cleveland before coming to Miami, like they wanted LeBron to win a title. He was the chosen one. He was the next great one. People wanted LeBron to win. I think there's part of that.
Yeah.
Which to Crowder's question, Cuño, which is gonna be my question, doesn't this make the Panthers, if they win tonight or whenever, two cups more meaningful? The fact that they're keeping forget the Canada dynamic. The fact that they're keeping Connor McDavid, who might go down as the greatest or second greatest ever of all time.
Yeah.
This core, this group, this team coached by Paul Maurice that Zito put together mm-hmm. has kept the next great one from right. being able to get over the mountaintop. That means something.
So maybe to your caveat, but like 10, 20 years down the road, yes, I think maybe when we look, take a step back and see what they did. But man, they're just breaking the hearts of hockey fans all over an entire country 2 years in a row. It's tough. And not only it's not only Edmonton, it's Toronto. Like you got I'm watching like Instagram reels where Toronto fans are like, come on, Oilers, do it for us. Like you know what I mean? Like they have disappointed an entire nation. But yeah, they will. If they end up winning this, that will go down as one of the greatest, I think, teams ever. And we got to talk about greatest teams in South Florida history. Yeah. I mean, obviously.
They're in the convo.
But, like, they got to be real high because hardest trophy to win and maybe the toughest sport. And they're here every – it's like 315, 16 games they've played the last 3 years.
Wild.
That's crazy.
There's more breaking news, by the way. I didn't even know that Tyreek Hill – was supposed to race
Noah Lyles
this weekend at Times Square.
Yep.
That's been canceled.
Why?
In Times Square?
That's what it says. It says the race between, this is from Chris Perkins, the race between Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill and Olympic champion Noah Lyles that was supposed to take place this weekend in New York's Times Square has been canceled, Lyles told reporters. And Tyreek Hill has just tweeted out the Homer Simpson backing up into the bushes with Noah Lyles' face on it, and it tags him on it, and it says, Noah Lyles, after seeing me run the 100-meter last weekend.
So Noah ran away.
I don't know. It seems I can't imagine Tyreek Hill bailing out on something like this. He loves the attention. Let me ask you something real quick in the NBA world, Cuno, before we run out of time. Would you include Tyler Hero in a trade for Kevin Durant if that's what it took to get KD to Miami?
Man, that's a good question. I think he's been every time there's a big superstar, it always like James Harden a couple years ago, you know, Tyler's part of the package. I would not be surprised if they did it. Sure. I mean, if you think that's what it takes
so,
to get
Solana said I would hold up the trade. I would say no. If it had to include Tyler Hero. Crowder and I were like, yeah, go ahead.
But,
I mean, what's the difference?
But an important part of that conversation, though, was that Andrew Wiggins and Tyler Hero. Like, Andrew Wiggins is part of the trade, but the Suns are saying, send us Wiggins and Tyler, we'll do it. And my argument was, no. Like, that's too much for a 37-year-old Kevin Durant, especially when Tyler's an all-star, 25 years old, who he could be on your team for the next 10 years as a go-to scorer.
It's hard, by the way, great eye contact, this entire thing with these stupid glasses on.
I love it.
It's hard to say yes when you don't know the rest of what the team looks like. That's the problem for me, is because Tyler Hero, as you mentioned, like, good scorer.
But there are
Durant at 37 is gonna need.
There are good scorers out there, though. To describe someone as a good scorer,
then why,
there's no KD.
But then
out
why
there.
Haven't they been able to find those guys and put them around Tyler and Bam the last few years? You know what I mean? Like if those guys are just out there.
KD.
But
right, but
Tyler doesn't open up a court like Kevin Durant would open up. No, but
other scores wouldn't have helped Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo spread the floor and get them some room.
I think Jimmy Butler was supposed to play some of that role. Andrew Wiggins was supposed to be a scorer. Terry Rozier was supposed to be a scorer. They've tried,
yeah.
Which I understand. It's not as easy as what I'm saying, but I think it's easier to find a scorer than it is easier to find a Kevin Durant. There's one.
I know where KD's at. You know what I mean? Like, did everyone in the NBA know that Neesmith and Nembhard were going to be like these great, end up being these great players for the Pacers? No, I mean, that is scouting. That is doing the dirty work. That is finding those guys. That is not like, oh, there he is. You know, the all time,
yeah,
you know,
but
offensive
we've done
guy.
That. We do that all the time. We find those, you know, diamonds in the rough. I mean, they need to do something different. You have two options for next season. You're either going to run it back, essentially, or you're going to have to shake things up and get someone like KD, but it may be at the expense of a Tyler Hero.
But my point is,
I wouldn't trade Bam. Don't get me wrong. There's no Bam's untouchable.
You can't bring in KD and be like, okay, this is going to be a 3-year project. We're going to figure out the pieces around you over the next couple of years. You almost have to be. KD's the missing piece.
But in other words, Tyler Hero is the key in that.
Well, I think he's a piece. I think Tyler Hero with Bam and KD is a pretty good trio in the East.
I agree. I'm just saying, if you can't get KD unless you give up Tyler, do you put the brakes on it?
I'd wait till the summer of 26.
Interesting.
At that point.
But Bam and Tyler Hero, they're not beating the Pacers or the Knicks.
Right.
KD and Bam, can they beat the Pacers and the Knicks if Tyler's not there?
I don't know. You got to find that other score.
I mean, KD can't even get into the playoffs.
You have a better chance. That's my thing, too. KD's right. Track record I'm not arguing for, but my thing is just taking Tyler off the books. I'm like, you know, I watched him score 4 points in a playoff game. I've seen him fail too many times.
Tyrese Halliburton scored like 4 points.
Man, Tyrese Halliburton weren't worth a damn last night.
Man, I had such a fire tweet ready to go. Because because they were getting it close in the fourth quarter, if he hit the game winner, I was going to call him a spotlight merchant. Wasn't there.
I like that.
That little itchy bitsy spider was balling though. McCullough, what's his name?
Yeah, McCullough.
Man, that little itchy bitsy spider.
McCullough.
I don't know how the hell he
Clayton's
gets
little
in
brother.
You nailed it.
Itchy bitsy spider. The basketball family.
What's
the
what's the better golf movie, Caddyshack or Happy Gilmore?
Oh,
easy.
It's Caddyshack.
Of course.
But Happy Gilmore is like 1B. It's not like it's a bad movie.
Well, number one.
Hold on. Why did you look at me like when I said it sounded like it's a bad movie? You think it's a bad movie?
So I watched it for the first time this weekend. I've never seen it. I watched it on the airplane this weekend. I said if Caddyshack's a 10, which I believe it is, Happy Gilmore's a 5. It was fine.
Foolishness.
It was fine. I mean, it was a little implausible, no?
What do you mean? Hockey player?
But the gopher blowing up the... That makes sense.
Well, that also...
What's that line in that Will Smith song? You're 5 and a 5, it's a dime? There you go. Watch it twice. It'll be a 10.
Yeah, but Caddyshack is better.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. That's all I was looking for. All right. Mike Cugno, CBS4. When can people watch you tonight? When's your first thing?
5 o'clock. We're going to be ready to go. And, all night.
Are you the lead story, do you think?
I don't know. They haven't sent me my hit time. So, yeah, they usually send me my hit times and go from there.
Can you see the burgundy pattern on his tie to match the jacket?
Yeah, thank you.
He is.
By the way, I wore this jacket in game 5, and my wife said, you got to wear the jacket again because they won last time. So I'm in a happy wife.
What kind of material is that? It almost looks like a linen. It's like... What is that?
I had a silkworm basically
silk jacket?
No.
Wow. Is that a tweed?
Don't look too close. Freaking me out.
Well, that's my family's business, Schmathas.
A what?
Schmathas.
What's that?
Textiles. That's the
spell it?
It's Yiddish. Schmathas is Yiddish for textiles. But yeah, no, that's my family business. That's why I'm fascinated by the text.
That's your family's business?
That is the family
and
business.
And game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final and jeans and a...
You need schmatas to make jeans and a... I didn't tell you it was fine couture. I just said it was schmatas.
What's that sweater made out of?
The schmatas. All right. 3 o'clock hours coming up. Giselle Espinales, one of your competitors.
I know.
From NBC6.
Bullied all of us into drinks after game 5 tonight when I had a 6 a.m. flight out of Edmonton.
Really? So yeah. She was the young partier?
She's an extension of Will. You know what it is? Like,
you gotta go
get food. There's no meal missed, you know? It's like just bullying.
I love that. And you just want your black coffee.
I'm just trying to go home and sleep.
Good for her, man. All right, have a good time tonight, Cugno.
Love you.
Always appreciate it. And 3 o'clock hour is coming up. We'll get some headlines. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Crowder, speak the gospel on hockey. Tell him.
Made a puckin' boy.
Hawk and Crowder.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.